The Someday Speech by Monica Vidae. I promised myself a long time ago that I would never write, or I guess say anything, when I was really angry or annoyed. Anything written in those moments sounds like a rant. Well, I'm breaking that promise today. So here's what happened. I was talking to an industry acquaintance this morning. It was a lovely and pleasant conversation about this and that and the other, mostly food. At the end of the call, she asked if I had started my dream project yet. I had told her about it a year ago. I was quiet, and then proceeded to do what I've been telling my students, my mentees, and kids not to do for years. I gave her my someday speech. I have the someday speech perfected. Oh, I cannot start that project right now. I don't have, pick one, funding, time, brains, talent, clothes, office, chair. My acquaintance listened quietly and then said, "Really? You are the one who's always encouraging me to try and do new things, and you're not starting your dream project because you don't have the time?" Yes, in this conversation, it was time I was lacking, or so I thought. I wanted to hide in a corner after that call. I felt so ashamed. I'd been telling everyone for years to walk away from the someday shtick, and here I was selling myself on it. So let me tell you, and myself, this loud and clear. Someday never comes. There's always a reason for not doing something. Always. I have used every single excuse and every single one of these reasons. Every single one. And they're all great, great reasons. My first reason, I have no time. The reality, yes, I do. I have time. I just have to find it. Otherwise, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. I don't have the funds. The reality, this depends. We may not have $1 million to start the project, but since when do we not have the capacity to write a business plan to start planning how to get that $1 million funding? Just saying. I'm not talented enough. The reality, this one is my personal favorite, and I've had an editor tell me so. So I can either listen to this person and be miserable or do what my heart says is right. Talent is very subjective, by the way. I saw a movie and hated it. Hubby saw the same movie and loved it. Who's right? The last excuse? Well, one of the last excuses. The time is just not right. The reality, it never is, really. But then Rowling wrote her book sitting at a coffee table at some coffee shop as she survived on food stamps. Now don't tell me that it's okay since she's talented. How would she have known until the book became a smashing blockbuster that she was talented? Bottom line, it's now or never, baby. I can go on, but do you really want me to? So here's the deal. I'm making a commitment right here, right now, to start my dream project. As a show of commitment, I finished the executive summary that I needed to create the business plan. I'm ready to go. Are you? Post your commitment here on this site. I'll hold you to it. Let's call it a buddy system or a kick in the pants. We all need it and we should support each other. And for the love of God, if you ever, ever hear me say, "I'll do it someday," please remind me of this post and then give me a swift kick in the behind.